All right. I think I have something that I need to share this morning as it relates to the word of the Lord. Amen. I'm looking forward. I was in prayer a couple of weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, was it Brother Dot, when we had our last men's prayer? And as I was praying, the Lord dropped a thought in my mind. And sometimes you have to walk with a thought for a while, and you don't know which way the Lord is going to take you. So you say, okay, Lord. But the thought that God, I believe, gave me to share with us and those that were here, and Happy New Year to those that are on the online campus. The thought is, let go and let's go. Let go and let's go. In looking at scripture, we will begin in the book of Philippians, the third chapter of the book of Philippians. Whatever version of the scriptures you have, you can follow along with us. I have the Amplified Classic version of the scripture. And this is a somewhat familiar passage of scripture to those who are familiar with their Bibles. It is in this chapter that Paul talks about his, if you will, if you allow me to use this expression, his spiritual resume before he got to know Jesus. He talks about him being of the tribe of Benjamin. He talks about him being a Hebrew of the Hebrews and a Pharisee of the Pharisees, and how he excelled in the Jewish religion above many of his peers. He even talked about some of his teachers. So he had a good resume, a good spiritual resume. And he wrote something here in the third chapter of Philippians, beginning at verse number 7. This is what it says in the Amplified Classic. But whatever former things I had that might have been gains to me, I have come to consider as one combined loss for Christ's sake. Verse 8 says, yes, furthermore, I count everything as loss compared to the possession of the priceless privilege, the overwhelming preciousness, the surpassing worth, and supreme advantage of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, and of progressively becoming more deeply and intimately acquainted with him, of perceiving and recognizing and understanding him more fully and clearly. For his sake, I have lost everything and consider it all to be mere rubbish, refuse, dregs, in order that I may gain Christ, the Anointed One. That's a lot. Paul is basically saying, do away with my spiritual resume. That was just something that I was doing. And I ask all the time for prayer for my mind. So again, pray for my mind. In thinking about this and how we're going to work this let go and let's go, It is important for us, I believe, to let go of some things that we carried in 2023. So a lot of things didn't work. A lot of things didn't work out the way that we thought they were going to work out. And some of us have accomplished some things for God. Some of us have not. Some of us were busy with other things. Some of us felt that some things were more important than kingdom business. Some of us were looking out for number one, when we should have been looking to the one. So I just come to remind, encourage, and inspire all of us to let go. And let's go. Some of us, Lord help me, need to let go of some bitterness. All right. And we need to let's go on to being better. Some of us need to let go of some grudges and let's go on to being gracious. Oh, it's real quiet. That's good. That's good. That's very good. Some of us need to let go of pride and let's go on to being patient. Some of us, oh Lord help me here, need to let go of criticism and let's go on to being calm. Some of us need to let go of hate. Hey, Lord, help me here. And let's go on to healing. Some of us, did you hear me say us? Okay. Some of us need to let go of hypocrisy and let's go on to holiness. Lord, why did you give me this? There's some things that if the Lord allows us to see the new year, and I'm believing that he will, we cannot take into the new year because we really don't have time for stuff that really doesn't matter in the light of eternity. We really don't have time to be overly concerned with me in mind when there are people that are dying every day without coming into a saving relationship with Jesus Christ. We are reminded in scripture that God tells us to take no thought of certain things. But some of us spend an inordinate amount of energy and time and strength that is on loan from God thinking about those things when we really should be thinking about how we can advance the kingdom of God. We worry about this and we worry about that, and we're overly concerned about this. And God has repeatedly shown himself to be faithful throughout the year. There were some things that God brought to us that we had no idea that was coming. And God has always been faithful to us. God has always provided a way. God has always been making a way when we didn't know that the way was even going to be made. Trying to get us to think clear-headedly about the kingdom. So there's a mindset that we need to let go of. There is an attitude or a collection of attitudes, if you will, that we need to cast aside, and we need to let's go on and adapt and relinquish our human thinking, if you will, to the mind of Christ. Let go of doubt. Let go of doubt. Let go of disbelief. And let's go on to trusting God. To trusting God even when we don't understand what he's doing. Can I preach to myself for a moment? Even when we think we know how it should work out, we sometimes want to hold God hostage. Lord, help me here. Okay, I'm signing on me. I sometimes want to hold God a hostage. Y'all might not want to agree to that, but it ain't me by myself. Some of us need to let go of sitting on the fence. I'm going to wait and see what God's going to do. And if he don't do it, then I'm just going to stay here on this fence. I'm not going to cross over into the yard. I'm going to stay here on the fence because I don't want to be hurt. I don't like being hurt. I don't want to be disappointed. You know, I know that God can do it, but I don't think he's going to do it for me. We need to let go of the fence sitting. Well, I didn't really expect them to do that anyway. Yes, you did. And you were disappointed when it didn't happen. Well, let me rephrase that. We were disappointed when it didn't happen like we really wanted it to happen. Can I remind us of something that we already know? God is God and we are not. And do we really believe that God is in control? Okay, it's easy to say in a setting like this. But when life happens to us, when unfortunate things happen, when things happen, when we, in our own mind and understanding, are doing the best that we can, and still things go awry, are there questions that we pose to God? Why is this happening? I thought I was doing this, and I thought I was doing this. And so then we want to pull up a spiritual resume to God. And say, God, now look, I did this. I'm on this committee. I'm on this. And every time they need help, I'm doing this. And da-da-da-da-da. Running down a grocery list of accomplishments to God. Like he's not aware of our real motives for doing stuff. Lord, help me here. I won't make many friends on this Friends and Family Day. I might lose some family, but that's all right. But there's certain things that we need to let go. And we need to go on. God has some great things for us to accomplish if we would just let go of our own agendas. But we have to be courageous enough to really trust God. And sometimes we are afraid to trust God in certain areas. I'm going to put my glasses on. I want to see your expression on it. Oh, there you are. Sometimes we are afraid to trust God in certain areas because we don't like not knowing what's going to happen. There's a certain sense of uncomfortableness about, Lord, I'm nervous. And dare I say, I'm a little anxious because this don't look like it's going to work out. But then the word taps us on the shoulder and says, be anxious for nothing. Huh? Oh, Lord, help me. But sometimes we shrug our shoulders. I know what it says, but we throw a three-letter word in there. But, and the word comes again and tries to land on our shoulder where the word says, I know the plans that I have for you. But, oh, Lord, help me. I'm wrestling with this. Yeah, God, it's your plan, but it ain't my plan. And sometimes we want our plan over God's plan. Uh-oh. Sometimes, no. All right. Do we want sometimes our plan over God's plan? Let the church say amen. So I believe what God is saying to all of us is let that go. Let that go. Who are you to plan stuff anyway? You don't know what's going to happen in the day. God does. Oh, Lord. So let go. Anybody besides me have a grocery list that might be a little too long of stuff that I need to let go? Anybody going to be honest and say, I need to let some stuff go? And some of the stuff that I need to let go is stuff that I like. Some of the stuff that I need to let go, I've gotten used to. Some of the stuff that I need to let go, I'm real comfortable with it. But God, I believe, is saying, let go of comfortable and let's go on and be courageous. Let go of comfortable. I'm doing what's good for me and mine. And everybody else is going to have to fend for themselves. No. We need to let that go. So Paul said here, all the stuff that was gain to me, I let that go. Now, if the apostle can let all that stuff go that was in his spiritual resume before he came to know Christ, can't we let some stuff go? Verse number 9 of Philippians 3 says, and that I may actually be found and known as in him. Right? Not having any self achieved righteousness that can be called my own. I don't have any righteousness. This is what Paul is saying, based on my obedience to the law's demand, ritualistic uprightness, and supposed right standing with God, thus acquired. Basically, he was saying, I can't even keep the law and brag on the fact, well, I don't do this, I don't do this, I don't do that, I don't do that, I don't do that. Because if I can do that, then I have my own righteousness. But he said, I don't have any. He says, but here's what I want, but possessing that genuine righteousness. Some of us, I need to, oh, Lord, help me here, need to let go of self-righteousness. Because we can point our finger at brother so-and-so. We can point our fingers at sister so-and-so and say, well, I'm not as bad as da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Once your stuff is exposed, you're going to be crying for mercy. But possessing that genuine righteousness, which comes, Paul says, through faith. So, some of us need to let go of fear and let's go on to real faith. Faith in Christ, the anointed one. The truly right standing with God, which comes from God by saving faith. We have to have faith in God. We cannot walk around in 2024 fearful. But we must be faithful. We must be faithful to God, faithful to his word, faithful to living a holy life. Verse number 10 says, Paul speaking now, for my determined purpose is that I may know him, that I may progressively become more deeply and intimately acquainted with him. Oh, Lord. So that means then that some of us need to let go of some time wasters. Ooh, now, wait a minute. Now, you're getting a little too close. Oh, Lord, some of us, oh, God, help me here, need to let go of some hobbies that are inhibiting us from knowing Jesus more deeply, more intimately, and more progressively. Oh, God, he's helping me. You know, they have some apps on your phone that will allow you to cancel subscriptions. Yeah, chase that rabbit just for a moment. Some of us need to cancel some subscriptions because they rob us of an intimate time with Jesus. Oh, Lord. Now, wait a minute. You're going too far here, preacher. I want to be able to perceive and recognize and understand the wonders of his person more strongly and more clearly. That means I need to spend more time with Jesus. Ooh, how am I going to get to know him if I don't spend any time with him? So I got to cancel some subscriptions. Oh, and take this prescription. Because it's going to be good for my soul. Lord, help me here. So, what subscriptions do you need to cancel? Don't tell me, just cancel them. Oh, Lord. So, it might not, okay, I don't know if I should go there yet. No more Netflix and chill. Because there's too many picks in the flicks. And we follow the devil's tricks. And then we get caught up in the mix. And the devil keeps throwing bricks. And we're missing it. We need to let some stuff go. Oh, God, you got to help me here. I hope y'all invite me back next week. Well, I'm coming anyway.
He says that this is the desire of this man, right? Had a great spiritual resume, right? But he said, that ain't nothing. So all the stuff you did in the church this year, oh, Lord, shall I go here? All the money you gave this year. Let that go. Because you didn't give it unto men. You should have been giving it as unto the Lord. Ooh, okay. He says, and that I may in that same way come to know, watch this now, the power outflowing from his resurrection, which it exerts over believers. So there's the power, huh? That we can know, and that I may so share his sufferings. Uh-oh. So we need to let go of the mindset that everything's going to be easy, because the word says we're going to share some suffering. But we don't want to deal with that. Huh? And that I may so share. Okay, I might have to get the back up, because this thing is trying to act up. So hold up. Let me get my back up. That's okay. No, this is a teaching moment. I really believe it is a teaching moment. Because, you know, I'm amazed at the ministry of Jesus. Most of his ministry was teaching. He didn't do a whole lot of hollering and hooping and doing cartwheels. No, that wasn't Jesus' ministry. Oh, Lord, help me here. So then the mindset, here's the mindset that we need to let go of coming to church to be entertained. Oh, Lord, help me here. No, he didn't say that. We need to let go of the mindset of, well, I don't know what happened today. It wasn't nothing. Was the word dispensed? Was it rightly divided? They might not have sung the song that you wanted to sing. You can sing that on your own when you get home. Do that in your own personal worship. So some of us, oh, Lord, help me here, need to let go of our preconceived notion about what this expression needs to be let go. I'm going to use it, but of what having church is. How can you have church? We are the church. But, Lord, help me here, but there has been a false premise and hope and focus on, if it's not hype, then it's not my type. If the choir ain't jamming, then ain't nothing happening. Do you read in the Bible where choirs were jamming? Huh? No. We need to let that go, so we can go on to spiritual maturity. I got to jump ahead. There's a lot of stuff I got here. I might send you all my notes. Will y'all like my notes? All they are scriptures. That's it. God just gives me what I'm saying to you. He just downloads it to me. But these are biblical principles that we need to adhere to. If we're going to go on to maturity, we cannot, if you allow me, to stay kindergartners and first graders in Christ. Hebrews said, let me get there. In the context, Paul says, and it was brought up in worship, forgetting those things that are behind. Huh? So we got to forget everything that didn't work last year. Forget it. It's a wash. But okay. I got a couple of things that I'm jumping through here.
Oh, okay. Timothy, Paul speaking to Timothy, he says, remind the people, I'm in 2 Timothy 2:14, remind the people of these facts and solemnly charge them in the presence of the Lord to avoid petty controversy over words. Let the pettiness go. Oh, Lord. I think this is the right message to go into the new year. Yeah. Don't hold on to no more pettiness. Don't hold on to it. Charge them. Paul told this to Timothy. Charge them in the presence of the Lord to avoid petty controversy over words. Well, I don't like what he said. I don't like what he said. Let it go. Which do no good, but upsets and undermines the faith of hearers. Ooh. Can I tell you what else we need to let go? We need to let go of worry and let's go on in worship. Huh? We need to let go of gossip. And see, some of us are slick with it. We know who to gossip to. Yeah, I'm going there. We have a small circle of who we will say certain things to. Okay, all right. He also told Timothy, but avoid all empty, vain, useless, idle talk, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness. We need to let that go. So what are we going to talk about there? Paul said in Ephesians, speak out to one another in psalms, in hymns, and spiritual songs. That has set a whole lot of people's mouth. Oh, Lord, it's funny, but it ain't funny. Offering praise with voices and instruments and making melody with all your heart to the Lord. Watch this. At all times and for everything, giving thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to God the Father. So we need to let go of gossip. We need to let go of words that are not edifying. If you can't build somebody up with your words, keep your mouth closed. Ooh. Well, I just have to say this. No, you didn't. I just have to say this. No, you did not. Just have to say that. Let it go. You don't need to defend yourself. Is God your defense? That was a weak answer. But some of us want to defend ourselves. You don't know who they're talking to. Yes, they do. They know. But don't you know who you belong to? You belong to God. Huh? He said, vengeance is mine. I will repay. Let God be God in our life. And let's stop trying to defend ourselves, avenge ourselves. Huh? God can do a better job of that than we can, because when we put our stuff in it, we mess it up and sometimes make it worse. So can we just let that go? God wants us to live an abundant life. He wants us to live a life of peace. He said, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. How many people expect to see the Lord? Then we got to follow peace. Huh? So let that stuff that don't amount to nothing, let it go. And let's go on to perfection. Let's grow up in God. See, God wants us to handle some high school, college, and graduate school spiritual stuff, but some of us ain't ready for it because we're still handling kindergarten stuff. Did you get the analogy? I hope you do. He wants us to grow up. Hebrews says, therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrines of Christ. I got to move because I know we're having communion and we're having a meal. I know. But bear with me. This is the last day of the year. Therefore, let us go on and get past the elementary stage in the teachings and doctrines of Christ, the Messiah. Advancing, here's what we need to do, advancing steadily toward the completeness and perfection that belongs to spiritual maturity. We know what it takes to be saved. We know the ABCs of salvation, right? Hear the gospel, believe the gospel, obey the gospel, repent, get baptized, receive the Holy Ghost. Elementary. We don't have to stay there all the time. Now, we could teach a class to new believers, but we have to go on, right? We have to advance steadily toward the completeness and perfection that belongs to spiritual maturity. He said, let us all come forward, Hebrews 10, verse 22, let us all come forward and draw near with true, honest, and sincere hearts in unqualified assurance and absolute conviction engendered by faith, by that leaning of the entire human personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in his power, in his wisdom and goodness, having our hearts sprinkled and purified from a guilty, evil conscience, and our bodies cleansed with pure water. So let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess and our acknowledgement of it. For he who promised is reliable, sure, and faithful to his word. Every promise that God has made to the church, every promise that God has made to his bride, we are his bride, we are his church. God will fulfill every single promise. So we have to hold on to it. Watch God's word become flesh in our lives. Don't worry. Trust in God. Don't complain. Pray to God. Don't fret. Don't stress. Don't be nervous. Don't be anxious. God is in control. No matter what happens in our government, no matter what happens in our nation, no matter what happens on this planet, God is still in control. He knows the steps that we take. God is concerned with every aspect of our lives. God is concerned. God has already promised that if we continue to keep our faith and our trust in him, if we obey his word, if we do the things that he's telling us to do, look at what God's going to do. He is going to present us to himself faultless. God's going to do that. So let God be God in our lives. We ain't got to worry. The Lord is our helper. So we should not fear. What can man do unto us? My hope and my confidence and my trust is not in this feeble flesh of mine. It's not in this puny brain of mine. No matter what I have on the wall as far as diplomas, my hope and confidence is not in that. My hope and my confidence is in Jesus Christ. My hope and my confidence is in the fact that he that has begun a good work in you, he is able to perform it until the very day of Christ. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but I wholly lean. I'll put everything that I am on Jesus' name, on Christ, the solid rock. That's where we stand, and all of the ground is sinking sand. Sometimes all we can do is stand. Sometimes we might not be able to take another step. Sometimes things may come
upon us and may confront. We might be confronted with things in the next year. We don't know what's going to happen, but God does. And since I know that God is in control, and since I have submitted my life to Him, I'm going to trust God. I don't care what comes in 2024. I'm going to trust God. If I have to be sick, that's all right, because I understand that flesh and blood ain't going to inherit the kingdom of God, no way. But since I've been born again, since you've been born again, we have a building that's not made with hands. And when it's time for all of us, the entire bride of Jesus Christ, when it's time for us to be raptured up out of here, we gonna get a body just like the resurrected Jesus. I'm happy about that. So whatever comes in 2024, here's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna love God more in 2024. I'm gonna serve God more in 2024. I'm gonna pray more in 2024. I'm gonna obey God more in 2024. I'm gonna walk with God more in 2024, because God has already promised that He will never leave us. He will never forsake us. He said, "Lo, I'm with you always, even until the very end." And I got news for somebody this morning. If you're not in Christ, this is the best day for you to make up your mind that I want to get in this thing. This is the best day for you to say, "I'm looking in the rearview mirror of 2023, but I'm pressing on the upward way. I want to gain new heights every day." So here's what I got to do. I'm encouraging somebody to surrender your life right now to Jesus Christ. We got water in that pool. We will bury you in His name. God has already sent down in this atmosphere the Holy Ghost. Just like on the day of Pentecost, you can receive the Holy Ghost in your seat right now. I would encourage somebody, if you haven't got it yet, just to lift up your hands. Let your hands act like spiritual antennas and tune into the frequency of heaven, because the Holy Ghost is still being poured out in 2023. Today is the day of salvation. When you hear the voice of God, don't you harden your heart. God don't want nobody to die and be lost, but He wants you to repent. Change your heart. Change your mind. Change the direction of your life. Give up. Give up. Listen, let me act as a police officer for God. Come out with your hands up. Come out of sin with your hands up. Come out of wickedness with your hands up. I'm calling on the SWAT team of heaven to surround your heart and deploy angels that would encourage you to come out of sin with your hands up. Lift up your hands and tell God, "I'm tired of running." Come out with your hands up. Come out of sin with your hands up. Come out of shacking with your hands up. Come out of lying with your hands up. Come out of getting high with your hands up. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. You want a real high? You need the Holy Ghost. I hear Peter say, "These men are not drunk as ye suppose, but this is that." What is that? You need to let go of whatever holding you down and get that. What that?
get the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost came, they were all filled with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave them utterance. When you get the Holy Ghost, you shall speak in a language that you didn't take in school. You'll speak in a language that you were not born in. But God himself will put his Spirit in you. Let go of false religion. Let go of traditional religion. And let's go on to heaven. Let's go on to righteousness. Let's go on to holiness. Let's go on to living clean. Let's go on to let our yes be yes and our no be no. For soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. I don't know how long this age has left, but I know one thing. Today, our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. You ain't got much time. Sit there with your spiritual arms folded and tapping your feet. Talk about, I'm going to wait and see what happens. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall be changed. When the church gets up out of here, some folks going to be left. Let that go and come on with us. Let it go. Whatever you hold it on to, let it go. Let it go. God wants you with him. God wants you at peace with him. And the only peace you get is when you get Jesus Christ. Because he is our peace. That's what the Bible said. Jesus is our peace. He has broken down that middle wall. He's broken down the barrier and let us have access, full access to God. So whatever you're holding on to, let it go. And let's go. We used to sing, get right, church, and let's go home. It's time for us to get right. All of us. Did you hear me say us? I ain't leaving me out. It's time for all of us to get right. I think I preached one time, get right or get left. Amen. That still holds true. Get right or get left. I'm going to stop. I think I gave somebody enough to make up their mind that whatever I got to let go. When I got saved, I let go a lot of stuff. I let go shacking. Oh, don't say that. Yes. I let go drinking. I let go getting high off the weed, off the pills. I let go getting drunk off the Wild Irish Rose. Yeah, I let it all go. I didn't have nothing, but I know I needed Jesus. I needed Jesus. Let go. All those things in your mind, you say, oh, I don't know about all that. Let it go. Devil trying to hold you in your seat. He's trying to hold you in your seat. God said, I come that you might have life. Who wants life? Who wants life? You ain't living until you get Jesus. You just existing. That's all you're doing. I'm trying to make it. No. When you get Jesus, you made it. When you get Jesus, because the Bible said the same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, if it dwells in us, it shall also quicken. That means make alive your mortal body. So when you get Jesus, you got it. So whether you go by grave or not, you got it. Because the same power that got Jesus up is going to get you up. Here's the big word, if you got it. So let go whatever you're holding on to and get this. Who wants this? Who wants it?
Nobody want it? Well, I'm going to keep preaching next week. I got to keep preaching. Because I'm not going to have anybody's blood on my hands. I'm going to say, God, I told him. He's going to say, yeah, okay, yeah. I saw him sitting there. It's up to me to warn you. It's up to me to admonish you. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just trying to make you aware of the significance and the importance of eternity. Yeah, we get excited sometimes, but this is something worth getting excited about. But Lord, as we go into 2024, I want to let go. Now, if you believe this, repeat after me. Lord, help me to let go of everything that is not pleasing to you. If you allow me to see 2024, I want to love you more. I want to serve you more. And I'm going to let go of everything that I need to let go. By your grace and your help and your power, I will do it. In Jesus' name, amen. Give God praise. I believe that. We confess that with our mouth. Now, that's a confession that we can make. And God's going to help us to do it. So that means we got to be kind to everybody. If you need to apologize to somebody, if they're in here, when we dismiss, take care of that. Take care of that. Don't take that stuff into the next year. Amen? Anybody want to be saved? Anybody? All right. If you did, you should have came up here running. You should have came up here running. All right, we're gonna move into our communion portion. We're gonna move. You know, one of the wonderful things that I read in the Bible is that certain things happen while the preacher was preaching. So because God looks in the heart. So when I got saved, they hadn't even opened up service. I just went. I didn't know the protocol, whatever. I just went to the church and said, look, I want to be saved. That's it. When you make up your mind like that, you don't care nothing about protocol or the order of service. It's your soul. It is your soul. So I would love for somebody to interrupt one of our services and just say, I want to be saved. We'll stop everything because that's what we're preaching for.